And have you ever heard of a sugan?
A what?
A sugan.
No.
That's a range blanket, like in, it's very heavy bed cover in Colorado, probably.
Oh. I haven't heard of that.
Now, when the light goes out, you have to change what?
The fuse? And the light bulb?
Just one of these lights went out.
I have to change the light bulb.
Okay. And you watch programs on
TV. Television. Or video. VCR.
And to protect your clothes when you cook, you wear a...
an apron?
Mm-hmm. And if it's cold outside, you want to put on your...
coat?
Mm-hmm. And a cloth you use to blow your nose with is a...
handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kleenex.
Uh-huh. And something...
a cloth, you said.
Yeah.
Handkerchief.
Uh-huh. And something that's... a different kind to wipe the sweat off your brow, or maybe you tie it around your head, or
bandana.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call clothes that? Nah, you probably don't have a garden per se, but
if I lived downstairs, I could. Oh, you mean for growing vegetables?
Well,
we don't have that much room.
Yeah,
the downstairs units have patios where they can grow flowers.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is kind of a hard question to figure out how to ask you, but what kinds of clothes would you wear to do labor, like if you're going to work in a garden or something like that? Do you have a special name for them? Or?
No. I'd probably wear slacks and shirt.
How about your shoes? What kind of shoes would you wear?
Well, it would depend on how muddy it was. here in the patio, we have concrete, of course. Just any kind of shoes where I live right now. Mm-hmm. Where Carol lives, they have to irrigate,
you know,
so occasionally she needs some kind of waterproof shoe. Just old shoes, I guess, would be.
Okay.
Would cover it, old shoes.
Sure. Clothes that you put away until November?
Until November.
And then
winter.
You get them out, yeah.
Winter clothes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you wear to protect your hands?
Hand lotion. Oh, gloves.
Yeah, good answer, though. Nobody said that yet. That took some thought.
I forgot that we were talking about clothing.
That was the creative answer. To protect your head from the sun?
A hat.
Mm-hmm. And this article of clothing is what?
Slacks or pants.
What if it was men's clothing? What would you call them?
Pants. Or slacks.
Would you have another name for them?
Trousers.
Is that the same as slacks or pants?
That's the old name.
The old name?
Men's pants, I think. Trousers.
Now, men use elastic things to keep
suspenders. Suspenders.
Yeah. Do you know other words for those?
Not anymore. Seems like I... gaiters? Are they... no. Are they gaiters, or are gaiters the ones that they wear around their... the printers and people used to wear...
know.
Men used to wear around their sleeves.
I don't know.
They might be called gaiters.
Huh, interesting.
Have you heard that?
No. I'll have to look it up. We have dialect dictionaries. I'll have to.
Gators.
Yeah, that's neat.
I guess I should too.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Enchiladas, tacos. what else?
Do you make any of these yourself?
Yes, I make enchiladas and tacos.
How do you make enchiladas?
Frijoles.
Uh-huh.
Well, enchiladas are easy to make. I don't make the tortillas. I buy them.
Mm-hmm.
I dip them in hot fat just for a few seconds on each side, and take one at a time, and then put it into a pan of sauce, enchilada sauce, and I buy that too. I don't make that either.
Mm-hmm.
And then, before that, I've grated cheese and chopped onions.